This is the Bob and Tom Show. We're live at the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We're being fed worldwide on the internet. Thank you very much. Because we have our special free VIP week going on. You can also download the show. You can listen to some of our 60 Bob and Tom albums. They've got them all streaming out there. Go to bobandtom.com. Check that out, please. Now, with us in the studio, we have comedian Pat Godwin. That's Josh Arnold. That's Chick McGee. This is Tom Speakey. That's the lovely Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
Here's something interesting. Do you know whose birthday it is today? It's Erno Rubik's birthday.
Who's that? Rubik's Cube?
The guy that invented the Rubik's Cube.
Wow.
Fancy.
I think Hugh Hefner's 91 today, too.
Oh, it's Hef's birthday, too? Mm-hmm. Okay, wow.
It's also Harrison Ford's birthday.
Oh, really?
He's 91.
Born 1942. So 75 years old for Harrison Ford.
75.
Wow. So when he was Han Solo, he was 35 years old. And Indiana Jones, 42.
Well, if he's 75, it's going to be Florida Jones.
Going to be in the new Blade Runner coming up. He's going to be in it. With Goose.
Is it probably E-R-N-O? Would that be Erno?
Erno
Rubik.
Ernie Rubik, maybe.
Okay. So he's getting up there in years. So.
Ernie.
Ironically, he has trouble opening up his birthday card. It's really pretty simple.
I got the one side.
I thought you were going to go with a coffin motif instead of a greeting card motif.
We have the lovely Jessica Alsman, as I mentioned, at the Bob and Tom News there, sitting in for Christy Lee, who's in North Carolina, swimming in the ocean right now. She made some kind of a shell.
Probably having the time of her life.
Yeah, it's like a tortoise in the sand.
Right. She's there with all her family.
Nagshead, right? Nagshead? Mm-hmm. She down there in Carolina?
She's in somewhere in the Outer Banks.
Nagshead, yeah.
Well, Nag said, yeah, her mom went with her. Is that what you're asking?
No, I wasn't asking that.
I'm sorry. You know, these are on.
Okay, so
you know that, right?
Back to you, Jess. What do you got over there?
Well, a miscommunication between a Canadian teenager and his mother resulted in the teen painting a horse neon pink. 15-year-old Jacob Sharkey said his mother asked him to paint their phone number on the 19-year-old mare named Rosie, who roams the family's farm.
Oh.
Jacob's mother hoped that if wildfires reached the property and those horses needed to be released, the number could lead to her return.
Okay.
Well, in Tuesday interview.
I love that song, Wildfire.
Yeah.
Sad, though, kind of.
Oh, the one where the
horse
the
jumps
dies
off the cliff.
The horse jumps off the cliff in the first verse. Right?
Yeah, well, nowhere to go after that.
Well, and then they freeze to death.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then at the end, he freezes to death in
the
winter.
Horse jumped off a cliff.
Came an early frost. And,
what about the Mellencamp song?
Pink houses?
Little pink horses.
don't spoil John's great song.
For you and me.
So I'm sorry. So the guy's painting. He's supposed to paint a phone number on the horse, but instead he just paints the whole horse pink, doesn't it?
Yeah, in a Tuesday interview, Jacob explained, I thought she told me to just spray paint the entire horse to make it visible, so that way, if we had to let them go, people could find them. It took about 20 minutes for Jacob to coat Rosie in a layer of non-toxic pink spray paint. While the pink horse is a welcome sight to residents dealing with wildfires, Jacob said he is trying to correct his mistake, adding, I still got to scrub the rest of it off. Reminds me of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, a horse of a different color.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he prime it first?
Well, why didn't you say so? Come on in! Come on in!
I don't want to.
Well, that's kind of a sweet story. So I hope the fires don't get to their farm.
Yeah, they didn't cover that. So.
Okay. And I'm sure the horse would rather be spray painted than branded.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who did that about the Wizard of Oz when Dorothy says, and Scarecrow with the Tin Man and the Lions, Scarecrow, I'll miss you most of all.
It's Family Guy.
Yeah, it was Family Guy. The line goes, well, that. Well, that's kind of a we're standing right here.
that's a weird thing to say.
We spent the whole movie with him.
Yeah. Spent the whole movie.
Scarecrow's your favorite, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. Super.
All right. Now, with us in the studio, a comedian, singer-songwriter Pat Godwin.
Comedian.
Big fan of, you were talking off the air about McCartney just did a show.
Yeah, he's 75.
Was it in Tampa?
Tampa, yeah.
I saw him not too long ago.
His hair's the same color as yours.
Yeah, always. I use the same thing he does. Yeah. Medium brown, ash brown by L'Oreal, 6A.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tanker truck with the dyes out in the parking lot.
There it is.
It's the Wayne Newton.
Give it a new coat.
Atta baby.
McCarty was great when I saw him live. He's still terrific.
Yeah, and he's very socially conscious now, so he has changed a few of his songs because they were a little politically incorrect in the, if you think about a couple of them.
Give me an example.
He's gone back and tweaked them. Now, I saw this on Facebook Live. If Al Romas is coming through town, he was on Facebook Live as a comedian. I saw half of the concert. He tweaked like one of his iconic songs. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4! Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. I should have danced with her mother. Statutory rape.
That doesn't rhyme.
That doesn't flow.
It's kind of a radical edit
doesn't,
there, yeah.
Doesn't flow.
I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
Does he sing When I Get Older? When I was 64.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was 64. 11 years ago.
It's got to be odd.
Wow. Oh, he's terrific. He's got a great live act. If you get a chance to go see him, please do. Do you have another song you want to play for us? Got another?
Yeah, what would you like? You name it.
What do you feel like playing?
I love to play.
Could we do the...
Are we in a submarine?
That's the submarine.
You're wriggling. Yes.
Okay, I think it's that your guitar or the electronics are making some noise.
Change the batteries on those.
Okay. What do you feel like playing?
It is my guitar, and I apologize. That's annoying.
Well, it does
Maybe
feel
we
like
should take a break and I could switch guitars.
Dive!
I thought it was you doing it before during something you were talking about.
No. Here's something interesting. I've commented about this for a long, long time. I've always noticed that certain religions have different traditions. For example, you see those Greek Orthodox priests, and they all have those gigantic Santa Claus beards. And they're different facial hair traditions in various religions, but you don't typically see, for example, it's been a long time since they had a pope with a beard.
Yeah.
What I think would be cool is if the pope came out and had like those Neil Young 1967 sideburns.
Mutton chops.
That'd throw everybody. Have you seen the pope? He's growing sideburns. What the hell's going on? A Russian Orthodox priest is now suggesting that men grow beards to, quote, protect themselves from homosexuality.
Really?
Whoa. These Russians have so much kooky stuff going on.
I thought beards usually hid homosexuality. Oh, not that kind of beard. I see.
This guy's name is Metropolitan Cornelli. What a weird
first name's Metropolitan?
Yeah.
Sounds like a gay name to me.
And his position in the Russian Orthodox Church is called
the bottom.
He's called the primate.
Huh.
Whoa.
That seems, I don't know, kind of insulting.
Yes.
Oh, you're the head monkey, huh?
Maybe he just wanted PETA to pay attention to him.
He says Russian men should forego the razor to protect themselves from homosexuality.
Hmm.
I don't know what those two have in common, but that's just weird. You don't see a lot of priests with beards. Occasionally you do, but you don't see certainly the big full Santa Claus beard, which has become very popular in Major League Baseball, which I think is somewhat distracting.
Man, I would think it makes you hot.
You like the big bushy beard?
I mean, the beard's fine.
No, you mean temperature hot.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you like men with beards?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Or not. I don't know.
There's no right answer.
I like the beard. I think it makes you look more distinguished, I think, sometimes.
Okay.
As long as it's groomed.
Uh-huh. Now, Pat, do you use matching beard dye to your hair dye, or is that a separate?
It's all the same.
It's all the
same.
Slap
it on and hide.
Okay.
You could go in a hotel and ruin their towels.
Do you put on
what?
A little shower cap.
I put on my culottes. I relax. And I get out a good book.
Yes. I'm going to be here a while.
Uh-huh.
And I slap it on.
How long does that stuff have to stay in
45
your head?
Minutes.
You're kidding me.
No, it's annoying, yeah.
You have to wear like a little shower cap on?
No, I just slap it on and stand there like an idiot.
I used to use the Just for Men, and it.
The longer you
left it on, the darker it got. Sometimes you left it on too long.
Yeah.
You have to put it on every 3 weeks or it starts to look like the color of an eggplant out when you're outside.
So
you see somebody looking like that.
And we are coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us.
What?
Oh, I just if you were looking on the VIP cameras, Pat Godwin, your glasses.
My Elton John readers.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Those are unusual glasses. They should mark the bins at Goodwill. Which ones are for men and which are for women? Those are really.
These are
nice.
Like $3.
It says Gloria Vanderbilt right here on the lens.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to the action. Pat Godwin hanging out with us. And we have Jessica Alsman is sitting in for Christy Lee. Christy's on her vacation.
With her family.
hold up in a couple of houses on the shores of. The Outer Banks.
Yes.
Very nice.
Beautiful spot. What is happening over there, Jessica?
Well, a Cookie Monster doll in Florida was found with a tummy full of more than just crunchy sweet concoctions. This one was stuffed with cocaine, and its owner is facing drug charges. The Monroe County Sheriff's Officer says that the 39-year-old Camus McNair was arrested after a traffic stop in the Florida Keys involving a car with heavily tinted windows and an obscured license plate. A deputy smelled marijuana after pulling over McNair's car, then searched a backpack in the car and found that the Cookie Monster doll was the culprit. The deputy noticed the doll seemed heavier than it should. A slit had to be cut in it. Poor Cookie Monster. Turns out it had about 11 ounces of cocaine inside.
Hey, the...
I love cocaine!
This arrest brought to you by the letter C.
And DEA.
C is for cocaine. It's good enough for me.
I still say, is there anything funnier? Is it the Alexa commercial where cookies...
That was very funny.
The Cookie Monster's making cookies.
And he's waiting.
Set timer for...
Oh, my gosh.
30 minutes. And he just
they play Time in a Bottle.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, yeah, it is Time in a Bottle, yeah.
We have a little bit of a tribute here to the Cookie Monster. Once again, the Cookie Monster being filled with cocaine.
But you guys go ahead. Me got the cocaine. Hey, bring in the cocaine. Happy birthday to me. Yeah.
What starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C.
Yes.
Who cares about cookies? C is for cocaine.
My brain. It says here you're 37, but that's impossible. Cocaine.
Got to make a clear mind to make it.
Mm. A little bit of editing there.
Running around my brain.
Now, there's a new Kermit, by the way.
Yeah.
Kermit the Frog, new actor.
Solidly against all this.
Well, I mean, the other guy had been doing it for, what, 27 years or something.
Well, Big Bird's still out there. Big Bird in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Have you seen the documentary, I Am Big Bird?
I have not.
It's very good. He can't go anywhere in that bird outfit and not be recognized.
That's not really much of a surprise. He's got the suit on and everything.
Sure.
That'd be one thing if he were in his plain clothes and he was at a bank and someone said, hey, aren't you Big Bird?
Carol Spinney.
How about Being Elmo? Who's seen that? Have you seen Being Elmo?
Okay.
No, it's another.
I'm guessing that's a little sad.
Let's just move on.
I had a bad idea.
Okay.
Remember when Kermit and Miss Piggy broke up like 2 years ago? One of our favorites, Greg Warren and I, were in an airport. And we were in this like crowded store.
Oh, that's right, because something was happening in there.
Yeah, and it was on the news. And the newscaster goes, Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy have broken up. Greg turns to me and grabs me by both shoulders and goes, what?
You know why Miss Piggy can't count to 100?
Uh-oh. You're going to tell me. What is it?
Every time she gets to 69, she gets a frog in her throat.
That's actually good.
No, it's not.
I never heard of it.
Come on!
No, it's not. You mentioned Greg Warren.
Yeah.
And we also mentioned Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And those two meet.
Indiana Jones.
with the famous, this is an interesting encounter that would actually happen in the studio with a couple of comedians, Greg Warren and
Mike McRae.
And Mike McRae. Mike's famous for his voice work. And, well, you'll hear what happens.
Greg Warren is our guest. You're single. You're a former wrestler.
Yeah.
What do you do on the road? We were talking to Mike about his activities on the road. Watch television a lot? Do you rent movies from Spectrevision?
You do, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get just got a DVD player recently.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching those because of the deleted scenes. Those are my favorite
Oh, really?
parts of them. That's all I watch. But some of them were either, like, they're the scenes they cut out of the original movie, but just sort of can tell why, you know? We ran into The Fugitive the other day with Harrison Ford. Great movie.
Yeah.
There's this little deleted scene in there where he's running from Tommy Lee Jones and he runs into Subway and orders a sandwich. You know, that's like the, just weird to see Harrison Ford in there. And, all right, listen to me. I need a 6-inch turkey sub on wheat with bacon, no mustard or mayonnaise, all right? Huh? Oh, lettuce, tomato, green pepper. I didn't kill my wife. All right, I see why they cut that out of the movie. Yeah.
You Indian Jones.
You Indian Jones.
You Indian Jones.
Yeah, I'm Harrison Ford.
No, you Indian Jones, man. I seen you. Right. Indian Jones 1, Indian Jones 2, well, Indian Jones 3. Then you didn't work for a long time.
Well, actually.
And then I did see you in a movie last year, Hollywood Homicide.
Right, yeah. That, was
that wasn't that good. You should have done Indian Jones 4.
Well, we're actually trying.
You got a
to
whip, too.
On...
You like the whip man.
Well, I don't you personally at? Have you the whip. It's in the Smithsonian Institute.
You,
right now.
You look old, too, now, man.
All right, listen to me. I didn't come here to be talked to by some deranged fan, all right?
Okay, man. Indian Jones.
All right, fine.
Get your whip out, Jones.
God, that's just tremendous. Greg Warren, of course, in the role of the harassing the harassing fan there. Thank you very much. Pat Godwin hanging out with us. We have time for one more song, Pat. You got something in mind over there?
Yeah, I could do the ADD. What does ADD stand for?
Attention Deficit Disorder.
My ex had asked me to always write me a love song, and I never really could. Because doing the comedy, and nobody has an attention span in comedy. You know, you're just trying to get to the next laugh. And she said, you know, and then she said a bunch of other stuff, but I wasn't paying attention. And
naturally,
I finally got around to writing her that little love song to prove that I don't have the ADD.
Okay, good. Okay. So this is the ADD song. Let's
ballad her with ADD.
Love you, baby, and I always will. I want you for the rest of my... Man, that Jessica is hot. Can I say that? Life. My heart is pounding. Hey, look, one of those fidget spinners.
Right over here.
Together we'll be man and wife. For better or worse, through thick and thin. When I met you, baby, my... I want you for the rest of my life.
Remember Life? It was like a great cereal. They still make that?
Oh, yeah.
It's also like a
board
game. Yeah. Oh, it's that Milton Bradley. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who calls her kids Milton anymore?
Not many people.
No.
Want you for the rest of my life. We'll have today and tomorrow, too. Because I'm
going on vacation this week, too. Chick, where are you going?
I am.
Where are you going?
Austin.
Have a good time down
Thank
there.
You.
Tell Bob Snyder I said hi.
I love you.
The ADD song from Pat Godwin. I'm trying to look up famous Miltons. Because I got ADD in the middle of
Milton Berle.
Yeah, but again, that's not a...
Milton the Monster.
Yeah.
Milton Macaque.
Yeah, Milton Macaque.
That's Milken.
Milken
Macaque. Don't stand.
Did I tell you about that time?
Don't put that up near the microwave. Milton Macaque. That's a monkey joke, you see. We're talking monkeys here.
Milton Hershey, the guy that invented Hershey chocolate.
Oh,
they named a highway after him.
So silly.
Oh, God. Okay. Now, we had we were talking about this yesterday, and I found Chick mentioned something, and I couldn't remember it, but I looked it up. The first story from yesterday was headline, Monkeys Swarm Florida Man's Property. And this guy's name is Brian Pritchard. He lives in Ocala, Florida. He says, quote, troops of rhesus monkeys are swarming my property.
Oh, Chick, how can you tell if they're rhesus monkeys?
They're filled with peanut butter.
Thank you. They're not macaque.
No, macaque. Right.
That's filled with.
That's not filled with peanut butter.
Nah. Last time I had peanut butter on macaque.
Here, boy. All right.
I was nearly arrested.
I was at the petting zoo.
Sorry. This guy says, wait a minute. Sorry. As many, I got
That's
it.
That's all the time we have.
As many as 50 monkeys
at a time have
jumping
been
on the bed.
coming to his house. He says they've eaten over 250 pounds of food. Well, this guy puts out food for the deer.
Yeah.
Which is not necessary, is it?
No.
It seems kind of stupid. So, of course, the monkeys don't know. They said apparently they're coming from Silver Spring State Park, which is about 4 miles from this guy's house. They've had to shut down a couple areas right now because of monkey infestations.
Man.
There's too many monkeys. They're not really indigenous creatures for that area. So my favorite line in the story is, Mr. Pritchard says the monkeys appear to be organized and aggressive. I love that.
Yes.
All right, guys, 7:30. Time we're going to march over to this guy's house.
Have you seen any of the new Planet of the Apes movies?
No.
The special effects are amazing.
They sure are.
Yeah, it looks like they're
talking monkeys. Yeah.
So you mentioned, wasn't there a place where they were stealing, the monkeys were actually stealing from tourists, and I found it. Once again, the macaque is in the news. The long-tailed macaque.
Macaque is big.
Oh, yeah, that's the best macaque. Right?
The long-tailed one, yeah.
This is in Indonesia. They have learned, according to this news account, they have learned from New Scientist magazine, they have learned how to steal items from tourists in order to ransom them for food.
Huh.
The monkeys will grab valuables like glasses, hats, and cameras, then await for the staff to offer them food before dropping off their ill-gotten gains and dashing off with the food that's given to them.
Hilarious.
This is from a primatologist at the University of Liège. And her colleagues spent months at the Uluwatu Tempo in Bali studying on the thieving monkeys. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
First of all, you get a grant. You get to go to Bali. That's
it's a good casino.
Pretty cool.
Oh.
No. Anyway, it's pretty cool that they've learned that they can steal a pen, for example, or a camera. They're not going to do much with it, we hope. And then and they get food back. So that was the one that you were referencing. There's also a place in India where the monkeys were stealing the room service. And you know, people would come out on the balcony and the monkeys would come out and grab their stuff.
That's got to be annoying.
Man, yeah, can you imagine many monkeys?
Yeah, there's some place where they take a living monkey and stick its head half up on the table and come out and buy with a machete. And
they hit it in the head with a bat and then they cut the head open and eat the brain.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
The Temple of Doom.
Yeah, they do. Yes, in the Temple of Doom they do that.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
Not at Denny's.
You're not going to find that in traditional America.
You know what they call the candy they give to the monkeys?
What's that?
Feces pieces.
Chick, thoughts on that one?
What do you think?
I'm a conscientious objector.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Now, I think that's not going to happen. So let's go back to Jessica at the news desk. Jessica, what else is happening over there?
Well, the 69th Emmy Awards are coming up September 17th. The nominations are going to be happening today at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Oh boy!
Pacific. Oh yeah. So the big news was Game of Thrones, I guess, pulled out of the drama category. So everyone's kind of
they're out of the drama category.
Yeah. So it's really intense right now. Like Stranger Things is in there. People are saying The Americans should be in there.
This is Us.
Yeah.
Okay.
A whole lot of them. So I don't really figure out. I don't know. I thought Game of Thrones is drama. Maybe it's just the sci-fi part of it.
Was it on last year?
I think that's the issue.
Oh, yeah. Because it has to air before May 31st.
Right. It's just not eligible.
They push it off. They push the season off, which it premieres this Sunday. Who's excited?
I've never seen an episode. I read the first book, but I've never seen an episode.
Oh, it's good.
That's everybody tells me. I know.
And they're all right.
I'm sure they are.
But yeah, so
what's your favorite show right now, Jess?
The Walking Dead. Love The Walking Dead. No? Anything?
No.
Okay.
Isn't it the same every time?
Well,
if you kill them, do they come back to life? I mean,
they die, but it's the people you have to watch out for. So it's people versus people, and then these like zombies are just like background characters. So fighting them.
Yeah, I guess kind of Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Life Below Zero. That's the best show on TV, Tom. About these people in Alaska living off the land. That's right. Living in a teepee. Huh?
Reality show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound all that good to me. Sorry.
Wacky Neighbor?
Well, you know what? I'm Dying Up Here is not going to get nominated, okay? Or They're Dying Up There or whatever the hell.
Well, that's not that good. No, The Americans didn't get nominated?
Well, we'll find out.
Oh, it probably did.
They could.
Sure.
That's the best one. Did you guys? This is the story that has been bugging me lately about the shaming of the penguin.
Why? Aww. Why are they shaming a penguin?
We live in the world now where you're not supposed to shame anybody.
Yeah.
The National Aquarium in New Zealand is in trouble right now. Every month they post a sign naming the naughty penguin of the month and the good penguin of the month.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a Goofus and Gallant thing. On July 2nd, the aquarium named Timmy the naughty penguin.
Oh, sure, yeah.
For Timmy. The month of June.
He's a rascal.
He was caught stealing fish and pushing another penguin over to get to a fish.
Well, Timmy, that's how you get on the naughty list.
Now, a little penguin named Betty earned the title of June's good penguin for being such a good swimmer and patiently waiting for her fish.
Hello, well, that's very nice. Betty.
Now, they've received more than 10,000 reactions on Facebook.
I understand penguins in the sack are wild.
Yeah, they're kinky.
Wow. So anyway, I just the entire aquarium is being criticized for shaming the penguin. I assume that the penguins haven't really figured this out.
Yeah, no, of course they haven't.
Well, and not understanding language, probably.
Right.
That would be.
Can we stop attributing human emotion to animals?
But
we all love animals.
The good news is they all won best dressed. They all got a trophy because penguins look so nice. Pat Godwin's got his guitar. Let's do one more, Pat. Let me
get this. We're having some issues here.
Back. No, I got to fix that. This should sound good. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring. What do you got?
Let's hear from your old housekeeper, Paula.
Okay.
Want to hear from her?
Okay, I guess. Not particularly, but do you want to give the background on this?
I don't have to, do I? Do you want to?
I don't know. Is this self-contained?
It might be.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
Okay, Mom. When Tom was just und little boy, I asked his mother, what should I do? He washes his hands 40 times a day. Here's what she said to me. Was ich immer sein Brot? He wants to be clean, you see. It's possibly OCD. Was ich immer sein Brot. Wants to be germ-free. When he was just about 13, I asked his mother, what's with this boy? I vacuumed the rug. He says, I'm doing it wrong. Here's what she says to me. Was ich immer sein Brot. He wants to control everything. The way the world talks, walks, and sings. Was ich immer sein Brot. He will oversee. What will be.
Paula, I missed her so much.
You're getting too big for me to shower.
She taught me to iron. Isn't that sweet? We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Comedian Pat Godwin is over there with his guitar. Jessica Alsman is right next to me in Christy Lee's spot. Christy's on vacation. That's Josh. This is Tom. That's Chick McGee. Now, Josh, you're the big movie buff around here and also quite a reader.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you spotted this. Are you familiar with fan fiction?
Yeah. I've never read any.
Do you want to explain how it works?
Well, if 50 Shades of Grey actually started that way. It was a lady who was writing her own version of the Twilight story. So if you're a big fan of, say, The Walking Dead, Jessica, like you are, you can go online. You can write stories about certain characters, maybe their backstory, or you can write little episodes, that kind of thing. So it's very popular.
So you don't have to have a license or be authorized by the original author to do this. Okay, well, here's the headline. Man discovers the Harry Potter book he's reading is actually adult fan fiction. A man reading what he thought was a Harry Potter book discovered he was reading adult fan fiction.
Don't they look a little different than the actual?
Well, this must have been online.
It was online.
Oh, okay.
I guess, according to this news account, this guy was reading this, and a friend had to inform him that all the racy content had actually never occurred in the original series by J.K. Rowling.
A lot of times with fan fiction, it's just they will adult it up. Yeah.
Oh, that's
even the Harry
deal.
Potter?
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, they really adulted it up, and I won't read what they did. It's not really suitable for air, and not very pleasant.
Oh boy!
It seems like an odd thing. I didn't realize this is a real big thing, though. Fake literature.
Yeah. Have you read fan fiction, Jess?
I think I looked up a long time ago, just like stories people made up about the movie Gone with the Wind, like continuing the story.
Yeah.
So I was reading about that. Kind of enjoyed it, but it wasn't purely sexual, I guess.
And now I'm looking at some of the titles that people have done, and it's this kind of reminds me of porn titles.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you what this one is, but it's based on the Dickens classic, A Tale of Two Cities.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Monty Python did one of those.
Yeah. The last word, the sea is still there.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay. Yeah.
Possibly an L.
Oh, boy. Oh, these are really terrible. Yeah.
Well, isn't one of the most famous ones that somebody wrote that Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock were lovers or something? Wasn't that?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Alternative, yeah.
Yeah. There's a different version of The Old Man and the Sea. Okay, I got it. Frankly, my dear, I'd like to bang you. That isn't even subtle.
No, it's not.
That's
right to the point.
Yeah, they don't get sued for doing this?
I guess they're not sold.
Right.
So it's probably considered parody, I would assume. But anyway, so be careful if you want to read Harry Potter. Get the real thing, because that's designed to be suitable for readers pretty much of all ages. Now, Jessica, you have been really kind of put through the ringer today on the show. So now that we have our texting service, I've received a nice request here for you.
Oh. Okay.
Someone said that you should play this song in honor of Jessica putting up with you guys. Now, you'll be back tomorrow.
I will.
So, fellas, sharpen your knives, and we'll see what we can do. You did a very nice job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But this is a song that is supportive of women.
Good.
In a nice way. It's Sean Morey and the Man Song.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Man Song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Cause I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house until you get home.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Cause I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, cause if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Cause a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, and I'm gonna do what you tell me to. Because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You the man.
You the man. Great arrangement by Steve Ali and Frank Glover on the clarinet. God, that's beautifully done. The Man Song, in your honor, Jessica.
Well, thank you.
You get a man, you can boss him around.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay, good. Very good at it. We have time now to review what we learned on today's show.
Here's Tom.
Thank you very much. We learned that Chick McGee has Washington Redskins fidget spinners.
I do.
And they're very, very nice.
And they've fallen over a couple times during the show. I apologize.
We learned that a dad was giving a speech at his daughter's wedding outside, and he got hit by lightning. The good news is he's okay. The bad news is just before it hit, he said, of course, my daughter is a virgin.
No, that's not what he said.
In Texas, you can now carry large swords in public, which apparently you couldn't before.
Right.
Hey, whatever. And we had a guy also in Canada that painted a horse pink. His mom said, no, paint our phone number on the horse because they were concerned about the horse running away during a wildfire. Not like the song Wildfire.
Little Pink Horses.
Which is a beautiful song where the guy freezes to death at the end, I think. Let's see. Now, we also have Colin McGregor's suit at the press conference. If you look closely at the pinstripes, they had some nasty language over and over and over and over and over again. And finally, the worst story of the day, some lawyer from PETA is actually representing a monkey because he says the monkey owns the selfies he took when handed a camera. So that's actually in a federal district court, in case we didn't have enough to do in our world. This is the Bob and Tom Show.